Greetings, everyone. It's Sunday, February 11, 2018, and this is The Walking Leader 365. I'm Dave Guerra. Rule number two of The Walking Leader is to do it all the time. Being a leader is a full-time sentence. It's a life sentence, provided you're considered a leader for the rest of your life. See, there's no picking and choosing. There's no negotiating to being a leader. Most of all, there's no excuse to stop being a leader. Even if it's just for a few hours, you can't do that. You really cannot stop being a leader. You're always a leader. I understand, you know, there's the exceptions. You're sleeping, it's the middle of the night, can it wait? But even then, there's exceptions to that. So be careful. Your success and tenure as a leader of others depends on ensuring that everyone knows that you are their leader 100% of the time. Don't him and ha, you let them know, you ensure that they know, you make certain that they know that you are their leader 100% of the time. And then you get to know them. You get to know them as individuals. You get to know them as a group. You just get to know them and understand them and then work together, because you're going to have to work together. They came to you. They saw something good in you. They want to be a part of what you're doing. Shouldn't you be a part of what they're doing too? Then once you made time for everyone, like I said, and everyone, and you spend time with everyone, you get to know them all over again. You start all over. You never stop getting to know people, because lives change, situations change, individuals change. See, you keep up with them. You stay up to date. And that, my friends, check this out, is the secret to remaining their leader. Care about them. That's it. Care about them. Understand them. Know them as individuals. Know them as the people that come to work for you. Know them as the people who see you as their leader. But don't take advantage of that situation. That's why you stay up to date with them. That's why you keep talking to them. That's why you get to know them all over again. Because if you want to be their leader, you have got to win them over every single day. Don't mess up. Because life is finicky. Situation is finicky. And being a leader is even more finicky. Remaining a leader is even more finicky. Because again, there's people out there that are just looking for the bad, never seeing the good. And they will see something good and say, well, how come he didn't do it better? How come he didn't go deeper? How come he didn't turn left? He should have turned right 3 times instead of going left. Whatever. There's going to be people like that. So be aware. Remember, titles, just having a title is not an automatic indicator of leadership. That just means you're skillful enough to do the job. Your skills, your knowledge got you to that title of manager. But you know what titles do? What they do? They can give you a leg up on being a leader. But there's nothing automatic about becoming a leader. You have to work for it, you have to earn it, and you have to maintain it. And folks, doing it all the time, being a leader all the time, recognizing them all the time, dealing with the issues, good or bad, whether you want to admit or not, and especially those that quote unquote, well, they don't happen like this, they happen the other way around. Guess what? They're happening right now. Deal with it. Step up. Be a leader. Take charge. Get out ahead of it. Pull no punches. And most of all, believe your people and work with your people. And you're going to remain a leader for a long time to come. Folks, my name is David Guerra. I am the author of The Walking Leader. And this is The Walking Leader 365. Today's Sunday, February 11, 2018. And guess what? I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your weekend.